Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent. You can find today's program online on the Cathedral's website, which is www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live. Our celebrant this morning is His Eminence Timothy Cardinal Dolan, Archbishop of New York. Please now rise and sing our entrance hymn, which can be found in the blue St. Michael's hymn books in the hymnals in the pews in front of you. It's hymn number 652, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Welcome to Sunday Mass on this first Sunday of Advent, a new church year here at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. We're glad that people are with us at home on live stream in the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129, and the Catholic Faith Network. Glad you're with us. That we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily. We call to mind our sins and ask for the mercy that Jesus, our Savior, came to bring. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, to resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming, so that gathered at his right hand, they may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her: the Lord, our justice. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that, as you received from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh. Well, everybody, Advent blessings, as we begin a new church year this first Sunday of Advent, this Thanksgiving weekend. You know what the highlight of my Thanksgiving holiday was? It was just last week, before Thanksgiving, and I had the occasion to offer Mass for a rather special group of people. And at the close of the Mass, one of the men who had been there arose to very thoughtfully thank me for showing up to be with them, and to reflect, this guy did, on his reasons for gratitude this time of Thanksgiving. Listen to what he said. I got everything I need, he began. But not everything that I might want. And that's not bad at all, he went on. Because when you got everything that you think you want, you find yourself only wanting more and more, and you're never really happy. I was inspired by his words. Not only did he rather masterfully distinguish between wanting and needing, but because I was offering Mass for a group of prisoners at a maximum security penitentiary in the upper counties here. And this convict continued. He said, "I got what I need. I finally got sobriety here in jail, and I'm in a 12-step program. I got my high school diploma, and now I'm working on a college degree. I got some pretty loyal friends here. I got a library, and I've made a promise to get a good book every week and read it. I've made peace with my two children, and I'm working on making peace with my understandably angry wife." He wasn't finished, because he came to the finale and he said, And I got my faith. I got my faith. I try to pray every day. I'm in a Bible study. I gather with some of the other Catholic guys and we pray the rosary together. I'm able to go to Mass and receive Holy Communion every week. I've been to confession a lot of times. He said, I've handed over my life to our Lord Jesus Christ. I accept him and believe him to be my Savior. He's my real judge. He's my real advocate and lawyer. He has paid my bail. He concluded, I got all I need. Who cares about what I want? That usually only gets you worse off. The Lord gives me everything I need, not everything I might think I want. And he wrapped it up by saying, I realize I'll probably never get out of jail since I got 38 years left on my sentence. But he said, you know what? Salvation. Salvation and eternal freedom and life await me. That I need and that I sure want. I thought to myself, I got my sermon for the first Sunday of Advent, and you're hearing it now. I said to the warden when he was done, let that guy out on parole. He preaches better than most priests that I know. You want another piece of pumpkin pie? My sister asks after Thanksgiving dinner. You bet I want one, but no, I don't need one. The difference between wanting and needing. Advent. Advent, the opening of the church's year. Spiritual preparation for the coming of Christ at Christmas and the coming of Christ at the end of time, as we heard in the Bible this morning. The season that Holy Mother Church invites us to admit we need and we want a Messiah whose holy name is Jesus. We want, we need the salvation he offers, a share in his very life now through the gift of grace. Mercy we need and want for the adversities and the sins of our days here on earth, and a share in his life for all eternity we need and we want. We're trumpeted, are we not? We're tsunamied with messages all over the place telling us what we really want, what we should want, how we can buy it, how it'll make us whole and happy and healthy. And Advent is a four-Sunday commercial whispering an invitation to us about what we really need. Ours, if we want it, faith. Faith in the salvation and life that little baby whose birth we await came to propose. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds in the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd Timothy Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord. For peace among and within nations, and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That during the Advent season, we will show special concern for the poor, the sick, the grieving, and those experiencing abandonment or isolation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That this season of Advent will be an occasion for a deeper encounter with Jesus Christ, especially in the sacrament of confession, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Chris Sheridan, Vince Harity, Samantha Harris, and all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We ask the powerful intercession of our Immaculate Mother Mary, St. Joseph, her spouse, and St. John the Baptist, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands.
Praise and glory of his name, for our good of all the church.
Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gathered from among your gifts to us, and may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the prize of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for he assumed at his first coming at Bethlehem the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you had formed long ago, opening for us the way to eternal salvation, so that when he comes again in glory and majesty at the end of time, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for those last days may inherit the great promise in which we now dare to hope. So with angels and archangels, thrones, dominions, the hosts, the powers, the saints of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. The fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, my auxiliary bishops, and all the clergy.
Remember also all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on all of us, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and to all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you to your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit,
All glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Lord, we pray from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us to life everlasting.
Dominus. Fructus.
Please join in singing our communion hymn, which can be found in the blue St. Michael's hymnal. Hymn number 497, Creator of the Stars of Night.
Creator of
Let us pray. May these holy mysteries, O Lord, in which we have just participated, profit us, we pray. For even now, as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven, to hold fast to what endures, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Mary, our mother, St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, those patron saints of Advent, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing our recessional hymn, which is also in the blue St. Michael's hymnal, hymn number 785, The King Shall Come.